Well, howdy people, how are you today? Hey, there's not going to be any snow today. The place in UK where I am hardly ever gets snow. So once again, I guess it's going to be a green Christmas. Cold, damp, wet, and dull. But you know, I've been around quite a while, and I'd like to just give you my thoughts on DEI and wokeness, which basically, to me, is the same. And who actually benefits from DEI and wokeness? Well, basically, it's femons, because it is a femon scam. DEI is supposed to be diversity, equity, you know the rules. But it's just a way to get femons into positions they don't merit. And to get the males out, generally the white males. And we've all seen how disastrous that has been. Femons have gotten into these positions because of DEI, and they kind of just play act at the job they're in. They don't respect the job because they haven't had to work hard to get there. And they will use that position for their own means. As usual with femons, they want the perks and the prestige of the position, but they don't want the responsibility and accountability of it. Most femons are all smoke and mirrors. You see loads of videos that femons make online, and they're always the same. Their hair's all done, full makeup, usually wearing a low-cut top, or certainly a top that shows their assets. When in doubt, get your breasts out. The camera's completely full on them. When they're talking about something supposedly important. The reality, of course, is what they're talking about means absolutely nothing. They're just parroting something that they've heard. The whole reason why she's there is to get noticed, to get validation, to get attention. Attention is everything to a femon, and they will do anything to get it. DEI and wokeness is just another tool for manipulation. And because it's mostly anti-masculine, it only benefits the femons. Of course, we've all seen how it's failed, time and time again. But as femons don't like accountability, they'll just double down and ignore reality. And of course, people will suffer. Society is crumbling. Things are broken. It won't get fixed by femons. They're just basically virtual signalers. And males have been demonized for so long, especially by femons and in the media. You know, femons are good, males are bad. History has shown that males have good problem-solving skills. But they've been used and abused so much, even they just don't give a damn. And I'm one of them. Are you? Take it easy, guys.